Hey, what's going on? Rob here, getting you ready to talk about the Big Brother Catfish special on MTV. Don't worry if you didn't see it. We'll talk you through everything that happened with the saga of Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother 5. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at, speaking of Big Brother, the P-Touch home personal label maker only from Brother. Imagine your home totally organized with the P-Touch home personal label maker. Practical and useful home organization templates and attractive, durable labels make it fun and easy to turn every room into a personalized, clutter-free haven. January is right around the corner. Time to get organized. My favorite time of the year. It's time to coordinate your kitchen with a variety of fonts and frames. Label the perfect pantry. Add decorative labels to the laundry room. Tidy up your seasonal storage and use fun symbols and emoji to finally organize your kids' toys, books, and games. Even the tiniest family members will benefit from an organized space. And yes, the furriest family members too. Make the most out of your time at home. Have fun. Get organized with the P-Touch Home Personal Label Maker only from Brother. For details, visit ptouchhomebybrother.com. That's ptouchhomebybrother.com. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with some emergency podcast coverage here on Rob Has a Podcast. Boy, 2020, it's been a crazy year. There's so much going on. We don't even have time to talk about Johnny Fairplay getting arrested because we have to talk about the special Big Brother Catfish Edition with featuring Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother 5. Was allegedly being catfished and was the star of the MTV series Catfish. And here to talk about it all with me, one of our Big Brother historians who is joining us to talk about all of the drama going on. Here is the great Maggie Morgan.
Hi, Rob. I cannot overstate how thrilled I am to be here talking to you. I can't overstate how thrilled I am that this episode of television exists. 2020, you know, I'm so used to giving, but now I get to receive.
Yes.
So that's how I feel about the hour of television we just watched.
This was not on my radar. I had not been focused on it, even though I'm watching The Challenge on MTV. Somehow that this had missed me. I'm not in the target demo for MTV Catfish, I guess. And then we heard from Maggie, said we have to cover this. And then I'm so glad that you at least got this on our radar, because then so many of our listeners are like, you have to talk about this. And so I've watched it. I have many questions about this. And I think that a lot of the people that are listening to this will not have watched the episode. So I think we need to take people through what has happened, Maggie. But first, how are you?
I'm doing great. Like I said, this, honestly, after I finished watching this episode last night, I like, it was like 11:30 at night, and I was like, I just can't stop thinking about Cowboy on Catfish.
Yeah,
like,
I can't sleep.
It was great. I you know, you said it wasn't on your radar, but it most certainly was on mine. I went as far, in fact, as the day before to text a few of my friends and be like, are you ready for tomorrow? Just with no context.
Yeah.
And they were like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And is everything all right? I was like, oh, I'm better than okay. We're about to make Cowboy at Catfish. And then we had two other appearances
Let's not spoil it yet, because this is going to, let's take people on a journey here. But all first right. off, Meg, I did not even know Catfish was still on the air. If you asked me a week ago, you know, what year did Catfish go up the air? I'd say probably like 2016.
Yeah. To be fair, I didn't really know that Catfish was still on the air either. It was sort of when I was in college, I lived with a big house of girls that I lived with. There were six of us, and our show of choice was Catfish. Like, we had them on Hulu or wherever they were, and we would watch them all together, like old backlogged seasons. So I've seen most episodes of Catfish, and in the beginning days, it was crazy because Catfish came from Neve's documentary that he made. He made a documentary because he himself was catfished. And when the show first came out, like, this was something that was being done to people, but people just didn't know about it. Like, people didn't realize that it was a thing that was happening to them.
Yeah.
And so it was like very new and exciting. And when people were getting caught, they really didn't expect to be caught because it was all so brand new. But now here we are 10 years later, and it's sort of like, well, it's obvious whether or not you're being catfished. Like, how are people still tricking people? This is like one of the number one shows on cable television. You know, like if you can't FaceTime with someone, it's obvious that they are not who they say they are.
Catfish season one started November 2012. And that once before, I think we talked about this in the very early days of Rob as a podcast, we talked about Manti Te'o. Do you know who that is?
Oh, of course.
We talked about that saga on the podcast because that was like a big news story at that time. But so Catfish still somehow is on the air. Catfish season 7 had 40 episodes. It's amazing. And it's, I thought that maybe like when I was watching this, because now it's all on Zoom, that maybe this was a show. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we can't shoot anything because of the pandemic. Let's bring Catfish back. No, not the case. Catfish season 8 started January of this year, and we are still in, this is the 28th episode of season 8 of Catfish.
Wow, Michael and Julia. There's as many episodes as there are in a Big Brother season. I had no idea.
Yes, another thing in common. Okay. All right. So that's what's going on. There's Neve. And who is this woman that is with Neve?
So she is new to the show. He had another co-host named Max who had been there through all of the early seasons. I'm not sure when Max left, but I think that he probably was, you know, maybe had the same sort of inclination that the audience did, where it's like, how are these people still getting tricked if they haven't been helped at this point? What can I possibly do for them? But yeah, he left the show. So there's a new woman who, and I actually really liked her. I found her to be very charming.
She's very likable.
Yes.
I don't know if she's adding a lot though, in terms of like the investigation. I think she's just there to like, sort of like react, that she's there to be like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like in terms of the investigation that they usually do on Catfish, like back in the day, it was thrilling. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, you can reverse Google image search. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can look up people's phone numbers. But now this is like what you do when you match with someone on a dating app. You know, it's like one of the first things that you do is
there
like
was
look
nothing
up and see-
and that I saw that was like, well, I couldn't just do this. I couldn't just come in and be the host of Catfish.
Yeah. And you're just sort of like, oh, well, I didn't realize like. You don't have any special, you know, like, what's it called? Like, software or anything that you can look into people's lives?
No, they just Google.
It's our Facebook message.
Yeah, they're going to Google. And yeah, I don't know how, honestly, this isn't anything that Michael Cowboy Ellis or Russell could not have just done on their own, but
yeah.
Okay. Let's open things up. We open up with, this is a little bit out of left field, that we get a message from Russell Hance, baby.
All right. This is the beginning of my questions.
Yes.
Why? Number one, why? Number two, him and Cowboy are friends?
Yeah. So, okay, like, Maggie, can you set this up a little bit? Or how about this? You know, I'll set this up and you can shade in the color commentary. So, they get a message from Russell Hance, who apparently somehow is friends with Michael Cowboy Ellis from probably their noted reality charity work together. But Russell had been reached out to by this woman, Julia, and Michael Cowboy Ellis was telling Russell about how he too, or he has fallen head over heels for this woman, Julia, and Russell Hance is like, hey, I recognize that woman. That is a woman that is also messaging me. And so Russell,
I don't even like
this woman. but Russell realizes that I think my friend is being catfished. Neve, can you help him?
Yeah. So a lot of questions. First off, why are either of these men messaging this woman on, it appears to be Facebook.
Right.
It's not even Twitter or Instagram. Like, it's Facebook. What is it? It's 2009 again? I'm confused as to who is using Facebook Messenger.
Well, you wouldn't use Facebook Message to strike up a conversation. That's odd.
Yes, because I mean, the only people who I ever get Facebook messages from are like the secretary at my high school to wish me a happy, me and my family happy holidays. Like, especially someone like reality television stars, if you want to call them that. Like, wouldn't you reach out to them on Twitter or Instagram versus finding them on Facebook, adding them as a friend on Facebook? Like, what?
All right. Well, so I can give a little bit of my experience here with being a former reality TV person on Facebook. Sometimes, you know, I'd say the majority of messages are from people that I have, you know, some sort of a had conversations with before. But I do have in there is another tab that there's like the people, you know, and then there's another tab called Other, which I never ever look at except for once in a while. And then I'm always, should not have done that. I should not have checked the the other tab. I wish I could say that it's like, oh, it's people like, oh, my God, like, hey. What a handsome survivor you are. No, it's just like, hey, people just want to talk about the show. So it's like, hey, like I watched the season or whatever.
So, okay, Rob, this is also my question though. Like this woman is my age, right? She's 25, 28, whatever.
Yeah.
And like no person who is from the age 25 to 30 is Facebook messaging people. Like I understand that like the older demographic would be using Facebook, but I'm just so confused. I'm wondering if perhaps this woman did reach out to people on Twitter or Instagram, didn't get replies from those people, and then she was like, you know what? I'm going to try to add some of these other people on Facebook and see what I can, what sort of responses I can get. Because I was just floored that she was, because that's the thing about Facebook messaging. Like on Twitter or Instagram, you can just follow someone. But on Facebook, you have to add them as a friend and they have to accept the request, which is like a whole nother level of interaction.
An other tab. Now it's like, now I'm looking at my message requests of people that are just like, I haven't had no contact with. And people are just like shooting me like a message going right in about some sort of, I have a question for you about Big Brother. Do you think that there will be any more Jackson in the camp director position, or do you think that that's done with? That's a message from my other messages from July of 2019. I'm just like customer support for CBS of like, also, yeah, I have a question about how this works. Can you answer this for me?
Yeah. And so Rob, you are like the type of human being who sees these message requests and is like, obviously I'm not going to answer this odd person who's asking me like a weird question because I have friends and family who I could just talk to instead. And yet it seems as though both Russell Cowboy and then someone who we won't spoil yet not only goes through their other tab, but replies to all of these messages, which just
I have no doubt that that happens, though. I have no doubt that these guys are talking to people in the other message request tab.
Which is just, that was honestly enough for me. That was like enough for me to get my time's worth in this episode. So you can only imagine the joy that came from me with everything else that happened.
And so Russell Hantz and Michael Cowboy Ellis, their friends, I believe also that if you check out on the Russell Hantz podcast, I believe he did do an interview with Michael Cowboy Ellis after the fact, after the show aired. Did you watch any of that?
I didn't, unfortunately. I didn't get the time to. I thought I was going to be able to. But, Russell did not miss the opportunity to wear his shirt.
Yes, Russell Hantz Show podcast.
To bring listeners to the Russell Hantz Show podcast, which it's so interesting that Catfish like chose to keep in his plug.
Yeah.
It was so a bit about that one, but we could talk later about that.
Get it, Russell. Go for it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Then they zoom with Russell and they're going to bring in Michael Cowboy Ellis, who then tells us, and Cowboy has had a tough year for Cowboy. His mom passed away, also got divorced in 2021, got divorced via text message, or he got notified of the divorce via text message. And based on where the rest of the episode goes, seems like that cowboy is having most of his correspondence with people via text. Big texter.
Yeah, I guess he's not a FaceTime guy. But yeah, and obviously that's so horrible and sad. Like, yeah. I genuinely do feel for him, but I think that it's sort of, the show sets you up that this is a person who's in, you know, a situation where they're primed to be taken advantage of by anyone. And he does seem like he's in the place in his life where he would be responding to people in the other messages tab of his Facebook messages, you know? Like, I do understand, based off of everything that he's gone through this year, probably why he reached out to this person, this Julia woman. But it also makes me, you know, a bit sad for him, and, you know, a bit suspicious of Julia, I think, as the watchers are supposed to be.
Okay.
You know,
Maggie, if we had a draft of top five Big Brother contestants who you think would be easy marks to be catfished, I think Cowboy probably goes top three, right?
Yeah, top three. I think your top three are Cowboy, the person who I don't want to spoil, and then maybe, you know, love him to death, but like a Donnie, like a sweet, trusting, you know, like sweetheart Donnie.
Yeah. Boy. that's a good one. I'm trying to think of from some... Enzo. Enzo is way up there, right?
Oh, for sure. But I also think that Enzo is the type of person who, if he can't meet up with this person, you know, to do what he wants to do within the first few days, he's not going to keep responding to you. Like, I don't think Enzo's going to have a long distance catfish, like, love affair with someone the way that I think that, like, you know, Cowboy clearly is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, probably not. Okay. So, all right, we bring in Michael Cowboy Ellis, and we learn about the relationship with Julia.
Yes. Rob, hold on. Before we go on, Cowboy really does look naked without his cowboy hat. I was a bit perturbed. I was like, oh my gosh. Because yes, of course, he's aged, and he does look good for his age. Like, he looks the same and he's looking good. But I was like, where is the cowboy hat?
It's not too carried away, but yeah. So Cowboy is not dead.
Rob, come on.
I thought his house is nice. I thought he had a nice house.
Well, okay, question. I thought maybe there was some mention that he was staying with Russell at that point in time, because the house is stunning. So I thought that maybe he was at Russell's house, just like in the other room. I'm not sure. Maybe we should roll back the tape on that one.
What part of the country does a cowboy live in?
He's from Houston, he said.
From Houston. But, okay, so maybe he's like knows Russell from town. I bet staying at Russell's house, I did not catch that.
Okay. All right. I mean, the house is gorgeous that he's in.
Yeah, nice house.
Wow. Yeah, seriously. I was like, this is good for Cowboy. He's doing great that he's got this gorgeous house going on, you know, and he's thinking of moving to Myrtle Beach, as we can, you know, get into.
So just to give you the context of the interactions with Cowboy and Julia, that they only talk on text. He, I think, only talked to her on the phone one time. Do I have that right?
Yes. And her voice was very soft.
Very soft voice. Very soft voice. Mm-hmm. They've been texting for a very long time, and that she lives in Myrtle Beach. He wants to go cross country. She wanted to be a nun. They both have a very strong Christian faith.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yep.
Pause there.
Yep.
That was the moment that I was like, okay, we're going off the rails now. She's a virgin nun. Like, she wanted to be a nun, and then she's decided that she did not after meeting Cowboy.
She wanted to have kids.
Because of Cowboy.
Well, I think that I don't believe that she was in the convent and then met Cowboy and left. I think that she, according to the story, is that she decided she wanted to have children and realized that she could not do that if she was a nun.
I love the idea that there's a bunch of nuns out there who love Big Brother and the challenge. Like, I love that idea that are like big Johnny Bananas fans, like these nuns in the convent.
Who do you think that the nuns stan?
The nuns are definitely a Janelle stan.
Janelle
obviously.
Stans.
Woman power.
Yeah.
I also think maybe Jocasta from season 16, sure, because she was very religious.
Yeah. Maybe they love it. Anyway, so then she wants to have kids. They have kids in common. She wants to have a kid with Michael Cowboy Ellis. He already has three, but he'd have another kid with her.
Well, she wants four kids.
Three count? I feel like I'm like, okay, no. Good. I'll start you off with three, and then we'll have four.
I don't believe that in her
four
estimation.
New ones.
He was saying, like, she wants four kids and then got all sheepish.
Settle down,
like,
Julia. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, he's, like, giggling like a schoolboy.
Yeah.
That's also something that was, like, tough for me to watch, honestly. It was how proud of himself he was with her. I was like, oh, cowboy, you're being so played by this person. Like, I was having such a hard time because he was so excited, clearly. And this, you know, regardless of how this story turns out, that Julia's, there's something up there. You know, like, something's
Concerns. I have some concerns, but yeah. let's talk through it, and then I'll give some of my theories. Okay. All right. So Niamh goes to work with with Cammie.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And Cammie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a reverse image search. Nothing doing. They eventually find some sort of a news article, and they find this woman that it is a real woman who went to a community college and played basketball. And they ultimately found that then her Facebook phone number is linked to her sister's Facebook account. And they're reacting like, oh, we just cracked this case wide open. But I'm really just like, wait, what? I don't understand. What does this mean?
So, Rob, as a watcher of Catfish, actually, within the editing, it's very easy to tell when someone is real or not real.
Right.
Because if they are real, they'll blur out all of the people's information. And if they're not real, like, they'll show last names. They'll show stuff like that. Because if it's a real person, obviously, you can't put their personal information on the on TV and on the internet for everybody to see. So when they started blurring out her name, I was like, okay, so this person is real. But then when they started to talk about, you know, the sister, I was like, oh, that's probably it. You know, it's the sister. It's not this person. And I was sort of confused. I was like, why would this person be catfishing as her sister when it's just with, like, old reality men? Like,
yeah.
I was confused about what the point was there, but as someone who's watched a lot of the early seasons of Catfish, I could tell right away that she was a real person.
Okay. Real person. And so they end up going to is this the sister's account that has the mutual friends, or this is another version of Julia's account?
It was another version of Julia's account.
Okay.
It was like she had followers rather than friends.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes is what happens depending on privacy settings. But I also wanted to say I love that her sister's name was Kristin.
Like, yes.
Both of her first and last name were her first name combined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I found that to be very, very fun and Facebook via 2011. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you don't want those crazies finding you. You could be Kristin on Facebook.
Yeah. And yeah, God forbid the crazies find her.
So they found that one of these accounts had two mutual friends with Michael Cowboy Ellis. Now, was this the old Julia account or the Kristin account?
I think maybe it was the old Julia account.
Okay.
I believe.
And they said, that there are two people that are overlapping with the friend network of Michael Cowboy Ellis. Their names are James Hewling and James Zinkand, a.k.a. Crazy James.
Wow. I mean, I cheered basically when I saw that. I was like, this is the best twist since the twin twist in season five.
Since Project DNA. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The cowboy is one to be duped. That we saw that firsthand on Big Brother 5. And interview from Nokomis here. I felt like I really would have liked to have gotten Nokomis's opinion on this.
I completely agree. But you know, when both of those Jameses showed up, I was like, no way. And then my favorite part was when they were showing James Huling's page, his like description on Facebook was about his mayoral run.
Yes. How did that go? You know, I was so busy with, I've been so busy following other news since the election that I did not ever remember to go check in on how James Huling did.
Unfortunately, James Huling lost his mayoral race. And I was wondering if, you know, went running into the adoring arms of Julia after to help lick his wounds when he lost his mayoral candidacy.
Was it a rigged election? How did they stop him?
I think that perhaps the town was just like, we don't want to vote for a reality star, which, you know, is different
impossible.
Than our country in 2016.
Impossible.
But, you
stop
know.
The steal. It was James Huling. James Huling should be the mayor of what town?
Oh gosh, if I know, I can look it up. Hold on, let me look.
Where was
James Huling?
Yes,
mayoral race.
Okay,
Wichita Falls.
Wichita Falls. Okay,
but he needs. Oh man, Stephen Sayala beat him.
Yeah, don't resign, James. Don't concede. You got
don't,
this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do the state senate. Yeah. Okay. Go try it. Anyways.
All right. So then. All right. Interesting. Okay. These two Big Brother people. They don't really give us a lot of context on them. But if you know, you know.
No. And also, well, yeah, because then they. I mean, Crazy James. They don't talk about literally at all. But then you know they
which
get a call.
I think was a misfire on Catfish. I think they should have like. Oh, interesting. James Zinkand. Let's do a Google search on this character and see what turns up.
I mean, I just love that these are the people that are responding to Julia. Like, it makes so much sense, you know? Like, I'm sure because, you know, Brett from Big Brother 20 and I don't even know who else, like Jackson Mickey from Big Brother 21 aren't responding to her messages. She gets James Huling and Crazy James.
Yes. It's a good thing they did not look into the film works of James Zinkand.
Yeah, maybe that's why they didn't include him, because they were like, you know, but you know, on Catfish, there's stuff like that all the time. Like, there's people who are married, there's people who are porn stars, there's people who are sex workers, there's just like craziness going on all the time on Catfish.
Yes. Okay.
But yeah.
There you go. All right. So they said, James Huling, let's send him a message.
Appear he did with his Big Brother shadow box in the background, in case you didn't notice.
Yes. Okay. James it jumps right into the Zoom. He's ready to go. Like,
James Huling's MO is to jump right into the Zoom with whoever wants to talk to him.
Jump right out from behind the corner into the Zoom. Oh my God. You Zoom bombed me. I didn't even know you were popping in. Gotcha.
I'm surprised he didn't use the opportunity on television to propose to Taylor Swift again.
Or to Natalie.
That's a deep cut. Yeah, that's a deep cut.
Okay. All right. So can we recreate this conversation? Would you like to be Neve, or would you like to be James Huling?
I'd like to be James Huling.
Okay. All right. James, this is Neve.
Hey, Neve.
From Catfish.
Hey, Neve. Good to see you.
Just wanted to ask you some questions. You could help us out with this investigation that we're doing. So,
All right.
Yes. There's a woman. Her name is Julia. Do you know of a Julia from Facebook?
Oh yeah, I know Julia. She and I were in correspondence. We exchanged flirty texts and pictures, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, this Julia that we're talking to, she is a reformed nun who that doesn't really sound like something that you are we sure we have the right Julia?
I'm sure we do. Would you like to see the photo? I mean, he was essentially Rob being like, would you like to see the photos that I have of Julia stored on my phone ready for to show you in a moment's notice? It was like gross. It was like, James, come on.
James, what kind of flirty texts did you get? Like text messages back and forth?
Well, yeah, like messages and also, you know, like pictures.
You mean like friendly photos of her sightseeing places?
No, I mean explicit photos.
Julia, you are sending explicit photos to James Hewling?
What? Yeah, like three weeks ago. Really, really recently I got these photos. Are you sure you don't want to take a look? I have them right here if you want to see.
James, do you have any sort of experience with practical jokes that this could be? Are you messing with us?
No. I'm on TV. I wouldn't lie on TV.
So, Julia is sending explicit photos to did you believe that James Hewling responded in kind?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Surprise!
Also, though, objectively, so gross that he is going on national television saying that he has nude photos of this girl. Like, so deeply inappropriate and gross on James's behalf. Mm-hmm. It's an affront to women everywhere, honestly. Like, I would be remiss to not say that. But also, second, what is going on here? Like, what? In what world are you just sending nude photos of yourself to random Big Brother players?
For the record, Maggie, right. They were from the top down, like with her top down. That her face was not in the photos. Okay,
so gross.
Very tasteful.
That he's saying that, like, come on, James, don't. What is wrong with you? I just can't. I really can't with that, because that is so dirty and gross of him to do on national television. I swear to God, that is exactly how the conversation went. They were like, do you know Julia? He was like, yeah. Do you want to see a nudie I have of her? It was like so awful.
Look, James is a popular figure. America's favorite house guest.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, James.
Yeah.
All right. And I feel for Julia here, because that's just like horrifying.
Maggie, what happened when he made that video? That he had like a did he have like a restraining order against Natalie or something like that? Or like, yeah, what did he say?
He made a video about how Natalie was like cheating on him or something, and was like harassing her online. And then she sent a cease and desist, I think, to him. And he read the cease and desist out loud as though he was doing like a Zoom reading of his new play. And he did it on Twitter Live. And people were like, we hate Natalie, and like sending her death threats. So she got a restraining order from him. It was just messy and gross. Like, he clearly does not know how to treat other human beings. Like, it was awful.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, from my home, while I was watching it, I had mentioned to you before, my parents sat down to watch this episode with me, and they were so confused. They were like, what is going on? And I unfortunately had to turn and look at them and say, I have no idea what is going on here.
Okay.
She clearly, like, if this is true, you know, if we're taking what James has said at face value.
Yeah.
She clearly is very interested in former Big Brother players. And,
yeah,
you know,
this
makes me a bit suspicious of what she was sending to the great Russell Hantz.
Yeah.
Like, were they just talking about Big Brother Survivor? Because I'm not.
Well, maybe she was using Russell Hantz to get to Willie Hantz.
Oh, so that she can talk to something.
So, for the record, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I feel like this whole interaction with James Hewling, that I am not adequately satisfied with the responses that come to what went on here with James Hewling.
Completely agree. I mean, she needs to answer for that, because
there's a lot of questions still there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Neve feels like, all right, they really got somewhere with James Hewling. They get a call from Kristin, the sister, and Kristin disavows ever, like, what is Big Brother? Never heard of this.
Yeah. And they're like, do you live with your sister? And she's like, no, I don't know any, we don't watch TV. We don't like reality TV, in her soft voice.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is so odd, you know, because seemingly, you know, she's this huge fan and she's friends. We can clearly see she's friends with all these reality men on Facebook. But yeah, it was very odd. They were getting more and more suspicious. Cammy is like, something's not right here. Yeah. And I was like, you are correct, Cammy. There's many, many, many things that are not right here.
Neve, his theory of the case is that we think that maybe the sister is catfishing as Julia.
Yes, which I honestly was on board for, except for my only question was like, why? Unless like the sister is, because on Catfish, oftentimes when people are, you know, not as traditionally attractive, they'll use photos of a friend or, you know, sibling who is, you know, much more considered to be traditionally attractive to try to lure these people in. So I was like, unless Julia is just like, you know, markedly more beautiful than her sister, I don't understand
why. They look exactly the same.
Yeah. Like in these photos that are of Kristin, it looks like the same person. Yeah. So I was just sort of like, what is the point of that? But yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. We're going to now get back to Cowboy and tell Cowboy about what's going on. And we sort of like really like go take him through this, like in the most confusing way possible, where it's like,
yes,
all right, we have good news and we have bad news. And so we looked up Julia and there are pictures of her. And he's like, okay, like the pictures exist. They are on the internet. So that's good. He's like, yeah, I think so. Like, it's like, all right, cut to the chase, Neve. Well, like,
we skipped over one of my favorite parts of the episode.
Oh, what did we get?
Which was when he was sharing his phone screen with them.
Yes.
And his background is a picture of Julia.
Oh, yes.
And I took a photo of the phone screen so that we could go over the apps.
Oh, yeah. What apps does Cowboy
phone
have? Because I also made a note about that Cowboy's text messages are in like 26 point font. Like he can look at one text message at a time.
That's like what my mom has.
Yeah. But I believe Cowboy's in his late 30s, but, you know, I think that the
the eyes have gone.
Yeah.
Okay, so his apps are Zoom, Sam's Club.
Okay.
He struck me more as a Costco guy, so I was surprised. Zelle and Bank of America, which I found to be very interesting.
Doing a lot of mobile banking.
Yeah, as a Bank of America user, you can use Zelle within the Bank of America app. So I found that to be
slide into Cowboy's DMs and let him know. DMs are open.
I'm sure he would respond, which is the most horrifying part. PayPal.
Whoa.
Acorns, which is another like money saving app. So he's very money efficient, clearly.
Yeah.
He has Adobe Acrobat on his phone.
Maybe he's doing a lot of like signing contracts.
Or Photoshop, I don't know. Dish Anywhere.
Okay.
Uber and DoorDash.
All right. Nothing like too out of the ordinary.
No, yeah, but I just thought that it was something worth note.
Yeah. Okay, we're not getting like Farmers Only or something like that.
No, why would he need Farmers Only? He has a other messages tab on his Facebook.
So. I guess so. All right, so they bring in the whole story for Cowboy, and that they are going. He's now concerned, it seems like.
Yeah, he's got the scared look on his face. He looks sorrowful. He's anxious, definitely.
Yeah, they tell him that she's been talking with other Big Brother people. Yeah,
and he's like, "Well, I understand that because she's a big fan of the show," and I was like, "Cowboy, can you not see the 7,000 red flags that are in front of you?"
No.
That she's friends with Crazy James and James Hewling and all of these other Big Brother contestants, you know? But apparently he's wearing rose-colored glasses.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing they didn't talk to Crazy James. I think that Crazy James, he'll share an explicit photo.
Yeah. Well, I am not convinced that James Hewling did not, and it just didn't make the episode. Like, by the way he was speaking, like, I'm fairly convinced that he was just like, here, and put it up to the Zoom. Again, horrifying. Also, Rob, I wanted to say, do you think Julia listens to the podcast if she's such a big, like,
I don't know.
Brother fan?
I mean, she might just, I feel like she probably just listens to the Taryn's live feed update.
Yeah, but oh man, I was like, I wonder if Julia knows me and Rob. Mm-hmm. She probably does.
Yeah.
But,
I did check my Facebook requests. I did not have any.
Well, her show's Big Brother, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not a survivor person.
Yeah, again, that's why I think she's more of a Big Brother person. All right, we will be right back to hear about what happens when we try to get Julia on the Zoom call with Maggie talking about catfish. But let's take a little bit of a break from catfish to talk about something else for pets. Maybe not a cat, maybe a dog with springtime supplements. You know, dogs are more than just our pets. They're part of our family. Their bodies can age too, and their day-to-day diet could use some help. Get the most out of your dog and upgrade their health with springtime natural supplements and treats. They're for dogs of all ages, and their products are made with natural ingredients that are tested to ensure purity, quality, and safety. As our dogs age, they need help with their joints. Provide their joints with the help they need, whether they're growing or they're slowing down as they age. Your dog's skin and coat could also use some help. If your dog has itchy or dry skin, you'll notice that they're scratching. What about if their coat is dull or dry? They could have seasonal allergies too. Plus, that springtime supplements has things to help your dog with its digestion. If it's got any sort of stomach problems, and their line of all natural treats that your dog will crave, including real meat cookies, bully sticks, and exotic chews. See what hundreds of thousands of grateful dog owners have to say about springtime natural dog supplements and treats, and help your dog live a happier and healthier life. Go to springtime.com/RJP to get free shipping on your first order. To learn how you could save up to 55%, podcast listeners will receive free shipping on their first order with the code RJP when you visit springtime.com. All right, let's get back to talking about Michael Cowboy Ellis and Julia. Ultimately, then they push Cowboy to message her, and they are able to get her on a Zoom link.
Okay, but before there, we have to watch a minute of Cowboy pacing around his gigantic house.
Do some laughs.
Don't forget that. He walks into the living room. He walks into the kitchen. He rubs his face a lot. And then he does get her on his own link.
Do we know Cowboy's line of work?
No, I have no idea. Okay. I wish I did, but I don't.
All right. So, We're going to get Julia on the Zoom call. And she is like covering the camera with her hand. She does not want to be seen on the Zoom call.
Yes, which I found to be a real bait and switch because, you know, very sus. Because in old episodes of Catfish, like usually if the person is who they say they are, like they'll just show up right. Like, because on regular Catfish, when it's not in a pandemic, they go to these people's houses and like bang on their doors. Like they find their addresses online and like bang on their doors and are like, hello. And usually it's like, you know, someone thinks they've been talking to like this 21-year-old fitness model. And then it's like some 40-year-old guy who's in the house who's like, sorry. And so they usually like, you know, it takes a long time for them to come to the door and they don't want to be on camera and, you know, all this stuff. But so I was like, oh, maybe she isn't, you know, who she says she is. If she's covering up the camera, I thought it was honestly sort of like smoke and mirrors for the show. I feel like the Catfish crew were like, okay, Julia, now you're going to cover your camera.
Okay.
But it was just like pointless.
It really, in the context of what we're going to learn, nothing here makes any sense. So
no.
She's nervous, but eventually, you know, that they go back and forth and Michael Cowboy Ellis just wants the truth and they're ready for the truth. And so she reveals and it's Julia. She's exactly who she says she's supposed to be.
Yeah, she looks the same. She has, you know, answers to everything. And like, she's like, yeah, the reason that my sister was saying I don't watch TV is because she, you know, was covering for me. But my question is, what was she covering for you for?
Hold on. Does she even have a sister? Like, I feel like that we should have seen the sister.
Maybe the sister. Well, I do think she does.
She was in the news article.
Yeah, I was going to say, in all the big group photos, they blurred out everyone's faces except her and the sister, yeah. Which means that the sister at least signed the release form.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, yeah. All right. And she just talks about how that, you know, she just is very vulnerable and she didn't want to disappoint him and she's just very shy. And that's that was why, you know, she didn't want to talk to him on the phone ever.
Yeah. I mean, she's clearly shy enough to be adding all of these old reality stars and just cold messaging them out of the blue. You know, that's like something a very shy person would do.
She's too shy to talk to Michael Cowboy Ellis on the phone, but that she has a very flirty relationship with James Hewling that involves sending him explicit photos. Like, what? It's a tale as old as time.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, she gives these, you know, facts about herself that about, like, you know, reasons why she was shy that are, you know, like very normal, respectable things that you can understand why someone would be shy about. You know, she'd apparently been through some very tough stuff in her life in regarding like a sexual assault.
Yes.
And also she's bisexual. Those sort of things, though, I was just like, all of those are, you know, very important things for her to have gotten through. And, you know, to be able to share it on such like a large stage is, you know, very like brave of her. But I just don't know what the relevancy to not wanting to talk to Michael on FaceTime is, you know?
Well, just to like in the order of operations, she first reveals that, you know, there's something I didn't want you to judge me about, but that I also, you know, I dated women and that I didn't know how to tell you that I am bisexual. And what a flex by Cowboy, who comes out and says, that's no deal, big deal. I've dated women who are bisexual before. How about that, Cowboy?
My dad was sitting next to me and my dad goes, oh, he is thrilled to hear that. I think that's a point in Julia's favor.
Yes.
Which also is like horrifying and, you know, fetishizing and whatever. But
many women has Cowboy dated? Is Cowboy like great, you know, Casanova? How many women is Cowboy dating?
You know, good on Cowboy. Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and obviously Cowboy is the type of person who doesn't mind like his most deeply personal relationships and experiences being televised on a national audience, like from his time on Big Brother to now. He's just like ready to, you know, expose the most personal parts of his life for our enjoyment to do a stupid podcast about. So, you know.
Yeah. And then after that, she does tell the story that she had had some sort of a sexual assault. And she's she's vulnerable about that. And so it's like, okay, sure. Makes sense. But they do ask her about the, you know, but what about the sexual photos you're sending to James Hewling? What about that? She said,
she acted like she had never even heard of this. She was like, oh, well, I spoke to James like years ago and we flirted a little bit, but that's as far as it went. And they're like, well, what about 3 weeks ago? And she's like, 3 weeks ago?
She says,
I've never even heard of that time in my life.
They just have a casual flirty relationship like people do of just like, hey, like here's like here's a nude. How are you? How's Tuesday? Big
a
deal.
Casual flirty relationship with someone who was on the exact same television show as you were.
Yeah. Stop like, being such a prude, everybody. Flag. Okay. It's just naked texts. No big deal. To James Hewling.
We don't know for sure that James is telling the truth. And I honestly feel like, obviously, this Julia person you know, we don't know her, but we do know James Hewling. And I wouldn't put it past James Hewling to be, like, you know, exaggerating a bit for screen time here.
Perhaps. But, you know, he loves a good prank. Also, yeah.
You know, Niamh was talking to her and he was like, well, my question is, like, are you some, like, deranged fan who's just going after these men who were on the show that you like? And she was like, no, that's not me. Cowboy and I have a good connection. And I'm like, well, your Facebook friends would probably say otherwise. Russell Hance would say otherwise, who wasn't even on your show, you know?
Yeah, why are you, like, you won't talk to Cowboy on the phone, but you are proceeding to still message these other reality TV dudes and may or may not be sending explicit photos to James Hewling.
So dark.
So anyway, but the show leaves it sort of like in a happy place of like, you know, this is like, you know, that they're closer than ever. Cowboy seems happy, you know, that he's, you know, okay, I totally understand. Everything you're saying makes sense. You're vulnerable. That's why you couldn't talk. And I'm looking forward to the next step in this relationship. Is this a dream? Cowboy is wondering.
Yeah, he loves her so much. She's so beautiful. He can't wait to see her beautiful face in person. And yeah, there's so much more, though, Rob, after the episode. If you look at Julia's Twitter, which I have pulled up right now.
Yes. Can you give us Julia's Twitter? Not private, correct? Because I know her Instagram is private. Her Instagram is private, according to... There's an article on Bustle.com where they link to her Instagram and her Facebook page. Although the woman on the Facebook page looks nothing like the Julia from the episode. I'm wondering if they have the right person.
Yeah, I'm unsure. But her Twitter is at J-U Cruz, at J-U-C-R-E-W-S-S.
Okay, no underscore. J-U Cruz. Okay.
With two S's.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. All right.
So after the episode,
her Twitter bio is, I love and study Big Brother. You certainly do. No lie detected.
So she said, this is one of the first tweets she made after the episode. Just to clarify some things, I never talked to Russell before. Must have confused me with some other hottie fan. And James and I were flirty years ago, and we did keep in touch as friends. And don't be afraid to take chances. Heart, heart, hashtag catfish. Also, she tweeted a photo that said, hashtag catfish happy ending. Michael got to see my beautiful face, although the light in my house made one eye look super squinty, and I had just finished crying. So she's like describing why she thinks she looks weird in this photo that she posted of her and Cowboy Ellis in front of like a Rudolph thing. And then there's another tweet that said that they have a condo on the beach. They're spending time with a few close
Cowboy
friends and family.
Cowboy has plenty of money, it sounds like.
Yeah, glad to see I wasn't a catfish. And then, so apparently people have been calling her because they blurred out her phone number on the show, but they didn't do a good enough job. So one of the tweets says that awkward moment when they don't hide your number well enough so people call you. And then this is the one that made me, this is the one that made me be like, oh no, this is not good. She said, to everyone wanting to call me, you can instead make me a happy birthday video and tweet it at me on December 27th, or have my favorite people from Big Brother or The Challenge make videos for me, or Whitey Skills from One Tree Hill.
Oh, get Brian Cohen on it. Yeah.
Okay. Number one, if she is dating Michael and they're in this condo together, he has friends who are on the show. Can't he just have them make a video for her? Also, darkness. If you're dating someone who was on this show and you're trying to prove to them that you're not dating them for the clout of them being on the show, why are you asking for videos from other people on the show?
Yeah.
And then, as of 27 minutes ago, Matt Hoffman quote tweeted the thing of her wanting videos and linked his Cameo account. And she responded and said, yeah, if you can't afford at Rachel Riley or literally anyone else on Big Brother, Matt will do.
Just kidding. Matt is great and super smart. Okay. Yeah. So I guess Julia does not follow Rob as a podcast or anything. What kind of Big Brother fan are you, Julia?
Yeah, Julia, you don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know. I mean, she's clearly the kind of fan who, like, is interested in talking to James Hewling and, you mm-hmm. know, so there's, maybe it's a different...
Yeah.
It's a different thing. I don't know.
So Julia also, she tweeted out how on July 30th, when I first messaged you, because you were the half brother of my favorite player, Nokomis. Oh, she was not even... July 30th was the first. Yeah. she said, hey, hope you're doing well. I was just wondering if you'd ever go back on Big Brother, if they asked you, I love your season. What do you guess Michael Cowboy Ellis responded? Would you go back on Big Brother?
In a heartbeat. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yes.
Did you read that? You already read it?
No.
No, that's what no, it literally says, I would in a heartbeat. That was the exact wording.
Oh, I see it now. He lives in Durant, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Thank you so much. Wow. Yeah, see, and this is a Facebook message. It's so weird. Also, there is a FaceTime thing through Facebook. So the fact that she wouldn't video call him, I don't know. It just seems sus
to me.
It
seems sus. Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So my question here, okay, mm-hmm. Did Catfish get catfished? Was everybody in on this? Did Michael Cowboy Ellis and Julia and Russell and James Hewling, were they all willing participants in this where it's like, hey, I know a way we can get on TV?
Yes.
That is my number one theory about this whole thing.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. I also think that, like, you know, back in the day on Catfish, sometimes people would do that to the show so that they could get like a free plane ride out to see them. And Neve would suss it out. Neve would be like, okay, so I found all all of these like videos or like records of video calls from a separate account that you never told me about. Did you want to talk about that? And they're like, well, you know, we just didn't have the money and we thought, you know, and like they air that on television. But I don't know what was going on here. The whole thing is just the most odd ever.
I think that Julia and Michael Cowboy Ellis were together. I think at mm-hmm. some point this got back to Russell. Russell was like, mm-hmm. hey, I think you're being catfished. And then they said, we should call that show. And then Russell reached out to MTV. And then the MTV was interested because we know MTV, by look at the mm-hmm. challenge, is like, ooh, mm-hmm. oh, we could get Big Brother people watching MTV. That's mm-hmm. like that's a crossover of mm-hmm. like Big Brother and the challenge that we are very actively promoting right now. And so, all right, let's go through this whole thing. It involves other Big Brother people that they mm-hmm. can call. And ultimately, this is a happy ending to the story. Russell gets on there, promotes Russell Hant's podcast. Michael Cowboy Ellis is on TV. Julia uh-huh. gets clout. James Hewling gets on TV. Catfish uh-huh. gets an episode. We get a podcast. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. And I mean, if you have to go to this girl's Twitter account, because she is milking this 15 minutes of Catfish fame. Also, I just found another tweet that she has, like, oh my gosh, I got my Big Brother key. And it's a picture of a Big Brother key that was made for her. And Michael Ellis replied and said, who gave you the key to their heart? And there is spelled T-H-E-R-E.
I mean,
so it does seem, you know, like they are together and, you know, for however long or for whatever reason, they do seem happy and to be enjoying each other's company, which does make me happy for them. I am happy for Cowboy that she is a real person. I was like going to be really sad for him if this was, you know, just some troll on the internet who was trying to make him for a fool. And, you know, who knows situationally what this girl's true motives are, but at least she is who she says she is. And, you know, they're hanging out together in person, you know, there's
and
something
Maggie,
there.
What were the chances that this woman was on social media looking to chat up every James from Big Brother except James Ryan? What? How did this slip past her radar?
You know, I think
James Ryan is like, oh, were you on the show? No? Okay, goodbye.
I feel like James Ryan was maybe a tier one target. Like,
is this Julia Nolan? No? Okay.
I would guess,
see ya.
Rob, And this is not to insult James Hewling or Michael Cowboy Ellis, but if you are a young woman who is a Big Brother fan and you're trying to hook up with someone on the show, they're probably not the first two people who pop into your head. So I would guess that there probably is a message from Julia to James Ryan somewhere in his
He did not accept the friend request.
Yeah.
She deployed it. He did not receive it. He did not accept it.
I feel like he's the type of person who would be like, you know what, I'm fine. I don't need to respond to her question about the veto competition on season 6 mm-hmm. of Big Brother. I'm good. Yeah. Which I challenge you, James, if you listen to this and you do have a DM from her, please tweet it out. I would love to see it.
Yeah. Okay.
Good times.
Maggie, is there anything else to say about this memorable catfish episode?
No. You know, I just... Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Cowboy. Thank you, Russell. Thank you, Catfish, for our great time. Thank you, Rob, for covering mm-hmm. this with me. You know, this is sort of like what I watch reality television for, is for these hilarious, absurd, you know, over the top. Like,
yeah, this was so great.
Moment.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it's been a good time.
Yeah. Also, that just to give a more 360 degree view of all this. So Michael, like James Hewling, also had run for government office. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah.
I did not know this. Stop. What is it?
So he was
running for?
Yes, he was running for in 2019 for a city council position.
Oh my God. Maybe she's only into the people who are, you know, reality television politician crossovers.
Perhaps. And then also, there's also another news story about Michael Cowboy Ellis that is not as happy from 2019 about apparently that there was some sort of an incident involving some fighting between him and his son.
I did see he made a post about that, actually, that I saw, and he said that he and his son are on good terms now and they're fine.
It did not cause him to drop out of the Durant City Council race.
Oh my gosh, Rob.
Yes. So,
Rob, what is going on?
Yes. I mean, all right. So maybe, Maggie, do you think that there will be some more Big Brother contestants that will run for government office soon?
Yes. Because, I mean, Big Brother contestants are narcissists, right? And like, what do politicians and reality contestants have in common? They're like deep narcissism and like thoughts that they can do whatever they want and that they're qualified to do whatever they want.
Could we run the campaign for any sort of like, I feel like that there may be, maybe we could get somebody from Big Brother, like running for office, and where we could help work on their campaign.
I mean, we have someone like Ovi who did run for office, who's qualified.
That's true.
You know, he's qualified.
He was qualified.
If we're talking like these type of people, like, I mean, you know me, number one stanzo, like, let's do it, Enzo. Let's mm-hmm. get you to be the city council member of Bayonne, New Jersey. Let's talk about it.
No lie, I'm pretty sure that Enzo could get elected to the Bayonne, New Jersey City Council. No problem.
I really think you're right. I feel like he knows everybody. All it would take would be a few phone calls.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying, yo. We're gonna throw a big party every year. We're gonna do block parties, man. Block parties up and down the block. That's it, yo.
Yeah. maybe this all was inspired when the Zingbot ran for political office. There was like a whole like 3-year story arc of the Zingbot running for elected office and then getting busted on corruption charges.
Yeah, it inspired James Hewling. He mm-hmm. was like, you know, if Zingbot can do it, so can I.
Yes. Okay. Has Russell Hance commented on any of this?
Well, he did that YouTube podcast with him. But I, like I said, I was unprepared and I didn't watch it. But I mean, I'm sure that, you know, he got enough out of the thing to do mm-hmm. a podcast on it. So, he tweeted out and said, let's get it straight. I was not the one being potentially catfished. LOL. I made an appearance on Catfish today, helping my boy Cowboy out. Check it out.
Yeah. Russell Hance also said, I got my mug on television again today, but so did @JohnnyFairplay. Yes. Boy, it's such a ratings war in the reality TV podcast game. Everybody's pulling out all the stops right now.
Oh my God.
Russell's on Catfish. Johnny Fairplay's on TMZ. I'm just making podcasts. Like everybody else is like next level.
I mean, I can't handle it. Thank the Lord in the year 2020 that we have
got to get on a show.
Because Rob, you're missing your chance.
Yeah,
you
got to
get that clout. Get on a show with your RHAP shirt on.
Yeah, I don't know what I can do.
Do you think Eric Stein would go on Catfish? Can you figure something out with him? Tyson, one of you guys.
Yeah, we'll see.
They're both married, right?
Yeah, Eric. I don't know if that he's engaged. I don't know if they've tied the knot yet. But Maggie, this was so much fun. This was a Christmas gift for everybody.
It was. Thank you, Rob, for having me. I really appreciate it. It was a great time.
Okay, Maggie, what are you tweeting about these days?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm doing something on my Instagram where every day I am taking a video of one of my family's ornaments on the tree. The first day it was this ornament that we have that's like baby's first Christmas from 1997.
Yes.
And it's a stock photo of a baby. Like my parents never got around to putting a picture of my brother in it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah. It's like a picture of my brother was born in 1997, but they never got around to putting a picture in it. And so it's just a stock photo baby that goes on our tree every year. Then, you know, I'm going through different ornaments that my brothers and I have made throughout our, you know, childhood that are absolutely hideous, but make it on the tree anyways. I've been doing a lot of holiday baking. So that's,
what are you baking?
That's fun. I'm baking cookies. I've baked like honestly 1,000 cookies since I've been home, not even an exaggeration, because we're like delivering them to family members on Christmas Eve. So I've been in charge of baking everything. Mm-hmm. It's been very stressful because I'm not a baker and I had to use a rolling pin. But so that's what I've been up to. Just quarantining at home for the holidays. You know, I traveled, so I stayed home and made cookies. But yeah.
Maggie, is there ever been a famous person that you have messaged with?
So I was wondering if you're going to ask me this. The only person that I have ever DM'd out of the blue from Big Brother was Caitlin Herman after she was off of the show because people were being really mean to her online.
Yes.
And I felt really, really bad for her.
Yes.
So I messaged her a really like nice long message, just being like, ignore the haters. Like, please, you know, don't like crumble. I feel really bad for you.
She bounced back.
And
she's resilient.
She did.
Yes.
And she didn't respond, obviously, because it probably went to her other messages. And it was on Instagram, not Facebook. But when I met her at an event that you hosted, actually,
yes.
I told her about it and she found the DM and wrote me back and thanked me for it. So that's the only person I've ever written out of the blue.
Yes.
But it was because I felt really, really bad for someone who was getting just totally like skewered online.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only, I've never like DM'd like a celebrity or anything out of the blue. Like,
yeah.
Why do they want to talk to me? They don't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I ever did. I don't think so. I think that maybe the most famous person was the cousin Sal that talks to Bill Simmons. I think that was it. you don't know who that is, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, cousin Sal, the cuz. Yeah. That might be it.
Great.
Anyway, Maggie, so much fun. Thank you again. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you finding this stuff and bringing it, much like Neve appreciated Russell Hand saying like, hey, I got a catfish story that'll blow your mind.
Yeah, I was essentially like, you know, I was messaging my friends and I was like, you know who really I think would
message me.
This? Yeah, it's Rob Cesternino. Like, I think that I need to let him know about this because I think he'll be interested in this catfish moment.
Yes, yes. This was so much fun for me. This was feels like a real throwback to go ahead and do this. So thank you for bringing this to me, Maggie. So
of course,
all the best to you for the holiday season. And of course, a very happy new year. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up, including another very fun podcast, which is going to drop very soon. We have a Brant Steele coming your way with the pop culture stars of 2020. It's a little too late to get Michael Cowboy Ellis in the mix.
Dang it.
Yes, or Julia. Cannot get them retroactively, but myself, Mike Bloom, Chappelle, we have a Brant Steele coming your way with the pop culture stars of 2020. Be on the lookout for that. And then the return of Ask Dr. Hubicki is there. Of course, up right now on robinswebsite.com was our latest edition of the 90 Day Fiance wrap up. Of course, if you like to hear us talk about crazy stuff going on, check out what's going on over on 90 Day Fiance with myself and Puya Zambakili. Maggie, do you watch 90 Day?
I don't. You know, I don't usually watch like love reality shows.
That's pretty much all I talk about now.
Yeah.
Love shows.
Because I just think that they're fake. So I'm not like, at least Catfish, it's like mostly, you know, people are like getting heartbroken. And that is a real emotion.
Yeah.
But 90 Day Fiance, I actually like took the time to watch an episode once and I didn't realize that it's not just like the show matching someone up for 90 days.
No.
It's like these real people with real stories, which does actually interest me.
Yes.
So maybe I will check it out.
Maggie, check it out. And then come on the podcast to talk about it. Because
okay.
It is,
okay.
I think it's the funniest sitcom on television with the people, situations that are going on 90 Day Fiance.
I saw that guy who went viral who like, I don't want to say anything cool about him. Yes, Big Ed.
Yeah, people know who you're talking about.
To describe him.
Yeah, Big Brother should have cast Big Ed.
I mean, he's like, this is the thing. Like, I don't want to say anything cruel about him or his appearance, but from the clips I've seen, he seems so cruel to that poor woman that he was with. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems
people
like
love Big Ed.
The most absurd thing I had ever seen,
they
which made me want to check
Big
it
Ed
out.
For Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. And to anybody involved with this episode of Catfish that is listening to this podcast, you were great. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for our entertainment, and we wish you all the best in your future endeavors in the world. Thank you, and please don't be upset with us. Okay, thank you, goodbye. Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yes, for free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV, drop in and watch free.